Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Tatum back on the show. Doug is a 14-year, coming up on 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the chairman of the board, Newport Board Group. He's an entrepreneur and resident at the Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship at Florida State University. He's the author of one of the most important books of the 21st century, and I mean that. That's not the least, not even an ounce of hyperbole. No Man's Land, What to Do When Your Company is Too Big to Be Small or Too Small to Be Big. Most very important book, No Man's Land. Doug Tatum, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, folks, one of the things that Doug does in his work is he gets to have fun with millennials who are students. They think that they're going to hold him hostage, but he's actually going to hold them hostage. So one of the things that you found has been interesting with this generation is their attitude about the marketplace. They have a different attitude about the marketplace than you and I did when we came up.
Jim, you're right, and it's quite shocking. I remember the first day I'd gotten back into the classroom teaching at a university in Nashville and teaching an entrepreneurship class, and I decided to write a definition on the board of profit. And I wrote the definition, which was: profit is the amount that your customers knowingly provide you for the above your cost for the value they've received. Kind of like the applause for the value that you've received,
right,
that they've received in exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to the other end of the board and wrote down profit is the amount that a company extracts from its customers to their disadvantage without their knowledge. Kind of a bit of closet Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
And I had them do a survey and asked them which one of those definitions of profits do they believe most accurately describe how businesses in America derive their profits. And shockingly, 67% of the students. Now, you remember, this is not Berkeley,
right?
Or an Ivy League school.
Yeah, this is
deep
south.
The buckle of the Bible Belt.
That's
yeah,
right.
And in conservative territory, so I was absolutely flabbergasted. So I went and talked to a couple of my colleagues.
Two-thirds basically said profit is bad, evil.
Two-thirds basically said profits are derived by cheating the customer.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
you think that's ideological for them, or you think it's ignorance?
It's ignorance. And I tell you why I know it's ignorance. Because in a matter of probably less than an hour, when you go through and ask them how many of them have iPhones and why do they have iPhones rather than a flip phone, and they lay out all the value that they get out of this phone versus
right,
that phone. You say,
mm-hmm,
well, isn't it more expensive? Yes, it is. Does Apple make money? Yes, they do. So you voted for the value. And when you get them to understand that they vote with their money, it's like the light comes on.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, at the end of the semester, when they have a little exposure to that, you can ask a class what they believe now, and they say, well, it's obvious that profits are literally a reflection of the value you receive from a freely voting marketplace, and it doesn't take much to turn them, but it is shocking to me that I can go into a college classroom, and by the way, that survey was expanded with two colleagues of mine and got published in an academic peer-reviewed journal, along with a bunch of other research about this enormous disconnect between the public and the marketplace. So, you know, that's a significant problem for the this country, and I do believe it's ignorance incited by the probably a lot of what they read and see.
Well, do you also think, you know, by the time you and I mean, look, I was shining shoes in the fourth grade. I was selling vegetables,
right.
And I was selling vegetables door to door in the fourth and fifth grade. You know what I mean?
Right.
I grew up on the farm, doing business. So
yep.
A lot of these kids don't, you know, no kid has a paper route anymore, right? They don't know about collecting every, you know, once a month for their paper. You know, going around this collection day, you know, with a little change thing on their belt. They don't have that exposure like our generation did, do they?
Well, no, they don't. What's interesting is I have a very, very
hold on
smart
to that
guy.
Thought. Hold on to that thought, Doug. I'm going to let you tell that story. Right after this break, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's CZ Top. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.